Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the psalm appointed for today's evening prayer, Psalm 65, verse 3. It reads, "Our sins are stronger than we are, but you will blot them out." This is such a true statement. The weight of our sins can be crushing when we try to bear them on our own. For many, our consciences are wired in such a way that our sins do not easily evaporate or float away like fairy dust. In fact, quite the opposite. Depending on the weight of the sin, it can seem almost paralyzing. But with the aid of God's incredible strength and power, He is able to blot it away. The image of blotting speaks to God's great power. What may seem unbearable to us takes a mere flippant flick of God's hand to wipe it away. God remains with us even in our most sinful moments. All we need to do is to find the strength and the courage to reach out. The Episcopal Church offers the benefit of both general reconciliation on Sundays, but also offers personal reconciliation with a priest for folks who are weighed down or burdened. The seal of a confession cannot be broken. It is a pastoral office that we don't normally speak about, but seems fitting for the Lenten season. I invite you to reflect with me today on what prevents us from making a full confession and opening ourselves up to God's loving hand. What sinful nature or past offense is weighing us down? Spend time in serious prayer and conversation with God about ways to forgive yourself and repent, amend your ways of living. Today's closing prayer may be found on page 449 of the Book of Common Prayer. It is the opening prayer for the Personal Reconciliation Service, Form 2. I invite you to read it with me. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness. In your great compassion, blot out my offenses. Wash me through and through from my wickedness, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions only too well, and my sin is ever before me. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal One, have mercy upon us. Pray for me, a sinner. May God in His love enlighten your heart, that you may remember in truth all your sins and His unfailing mercy. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word. Jesus Christ, your Son, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen.